This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans, to listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on Red-Hot-Mama.com. This is episode 59 on June 4th of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, the Red Hot Mama. And with me, as always, is John, the crack technical staff. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
And our cat, who's trying to knock over the microphone.
And our cat, the pain in the ass. We're on a very much an anti-cat kick lately. It has a whole lot to do with how codependent our cat is. She's got to be in constant physical contact with it. It's like someone must have run her through the dryer because she seems to have static cling. Huh. She's just clinging to us at all times. She's also crapping on the carpet, which does not win her any favor with us.
No.
Yeah.
So, that's enough of that.
Yeah. This is our first program, our first broadcast from the new house. We've finally done the move. And probably a solid third of our stuff is still in boxes, or at least not put away, I would say, don't you think?
It feels like more than that.
And of course, I haven't gotten a chance to clean the house. And
we started that.
The previous owners didn't clean the house, and so of course...
They cleaned it a little bit.
No, I don't think they did. I think they did. Well, it may have been a complete and total chaos wreck when they left because they did have the two teenagers living here. And
yeah.
And one of them was a complete pothead and the
yeah, I didn't find any pot at all, so they cleaned up a little bit.
There was all these blue stones in the garage and the whole garage smelled like...
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there.
Sure, it was like he kept it in the aquarium or something. What was up with that? But in any event... We haven't had the benefit of finding anything of that nature in the house, but it did smell that way when we moved in. At least the garage did. But no, we're just left with the infestation of ants in the pantry.
Yeah.
There was food crusted to the floor that I cleaned up that the ants had been eating, so that's why I'm saying that they didn't clean up that much. Delicious, huh? Other people's food on your pantry floor?
Very.
Shall we talk about some baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to... We seem to have missed a lot. It's been almost 2 weeks, I think, since the last episode.
We've been pretty freaking busy.
Moving, and then the poorly timed family trip.
Extended family trip to the amusement park. To Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. It was a great time, by the way. But we were supposed to move the 2 weekends before, which would have given us a weekend off between moving and going, but then we had to delay our move a week. And that really made things quite stressful for us. And it also made content quite sparse on the Red Hot Mama, but I certainly appreciate HMZ's contribution in keeping things a little bit fresh, at least on Red Hot Mama while we were gone. Yeah.
Well, the first thing is, Majeski's back. So the bullpen's okay, right?
No, I'm sure it's much worse now. I mean, you remember Majeski, right?
But he's healthy.
Yeah, whatever.
When he's healthy, he's good. That was his problem last year, right?
Was he good?
No.
I didn't think so.
Yeah,
I was really scared when it really seemed like they thought the answer was Majeski. And I don't know if
Majeski's the answer. What's the question?
How do we continue to stay in last place in this division where everyone is taking a nosedive?
Who is the player who Jim Bowden screwed Wayne Krisky over for? Yesterday they had an 8-3 lead at one point, the Reds did.
Yeah, I heard about this sort of.
And I think Majeski got out of an inning, the inning that he came in with some runners on, which is good. And then he went back out in the eighth.
Of course, the eighth inning.
And everything went to hell then.
Of course. Well, I don't know what Majeski's role is supposed to be. Is he supposed to be a long reliever? It sort of seems like... It's like this. You figure statistically, as you approach infinity, you get closer to your true value. So perhaps with the relievers that we have, the best solution would be to stay as far from infinity as possible, which would mean, zero pitches, if possible. As many complete games as possible, which...
Reds won the most.
It is.
They had two complete games in 3 days.
Sort of get exhausted starting pitchers, and then we've got Arroyo's doing lately. And I don't know if that's on your list of things that's on there, but man, Arroyo's been stinking up the joint the last couple starts, huh?
He sure has.
Dang! I was wondering, does this correspond with his similar kind of collapse last year?
I don't know. That's right. That was heading into the All-Star.
That was right into the All-Star break, though, so it's a little earlier than that. Right?
It's earlier this year. He had, like, his first 2 months last year were great. And
yeah, he doesn't have the momentum of the team this time around, so maybe that's hurting him.
He was unlucky in the first month. In the opening month of the season, the offense didn't exist.
Sure.
Except for Harang.
Yeah,
was the
but
only one.
I mean, you can't say he was unlucky these last two times unless you're
no.
saying he's unlucky
no, I'm
because
saying
he sucks.
He was pitching well then.
Yeah.
And got unlucky, and now he just sucks.
Yeah, he's been pretty awful.
I don't know what's going on there.
But yeah. So instead, they're sending down Livingston. I can see as your second point on your agenda
yeah,
there.
They brought him up to start a game, and he did great, and sent down the next day. I don't know.
Can you explain anything that happens on this team?
No, you just got to sit back and laugh, watch the train as it goes over the cliff, like in Back to the
Future
3.
Back to the Future 3, yeah. That was pretty spectacular.
So are the Reds.
Well, and consider this. When there is a spectacular crash in a movie, such as the train crash in Back to the Future 3, they show it like 15 times from like all these different angles.
The train crash and completely in Back to the Future 3 had nothing to do with the plot.
Oh, no.
Like, the time travelers had jumped to the present, future, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they weren't even there anymore.
They weren't even there anymore. There was no one there.
It's just a spectacular train crash. My point being that it sort of feels like we're watching the train crash over and over and over again, just from slightly different angles. So
it always feels like it's the eighth inning, too.
Yeah. There you go.
Also, coming back for the next game, they're starting against the Cardinals, right?
Yes. Yes.
That'll be nice.
We're seeing one Mr. Aaron Harang go against one Mr. Todd Wellemeyer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like...
Carpenter's still out?
I think that he's...
Is he toast?
I think he's actually a robot. They can't find replacement parts. They're only made in this little town in Japan.
Takes them 6 months to get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that switch pitcher with the special mitt. That's right-handed and left-handed mitt.
But Hamilton's going to be back for the series.
That's good. Well, I mean, it's nice, you know, it's nice to see Hamilton. Not because I think that the team's going to do it necessarily any better with him. But because, you know, you want to see him have his career take off. What the heck is with the gastroenteritis, huh?
I don't know.
I think that some people are suspicious.
He tore up AAA, though.
There's some people that are suspicious about maybe he's had, like, some sort of falling off the wagon kind of a thing.
I doubt it.
I kind of doubt it myself. I think it's more likely that all the alcohol, like, tore great big acid holes in his stomach and intestines, and now he's suffering the pain of that because the things he did to himself...
I know.
He ought to be, like, dead. If he's having a little bit of intestinal inflammation right now, doesn't have too much to complain about, really. So hopefully he's feeling better and he's back up to
stuff. Well, he seemed to be feeling great. I mean, for the bats, he was just crushing the ball, so...
Maybe he'll be on this little spark plug. How's Friel doing? Have you heard anything about
that? I haven't. Yeah, I think he's just pretty much on rest. And I imagine he'll be out for more than the 15 days. Because you really can't screw around with head things.
No, and there's really no reason to. Because the team's in the toilet anyway, so.
Yeah, there's no reason to do anything crazy. Like, go call up Homer Bailey, right?
What? Dude. Okay.
Oh. That's the problem.
The thing is, I don't mind them bringing up Homer Bailey. In any case, really, I don't really care. If they expect us to believe that this is going to fix anything, then they can take a flying leap. But I wonder, is there any risk involved here? I haven't exactly heard people saying, "Oh yeah, well he's finally mastered his off-speed pitches and now he can handle the runners on base and." You know, all that stuff that they said was his weaknesses before. Have those things all suddenly been addressed and now we're ready to bring him up? Or are they just, like, desperate to look like they're making some sort of progress? Like, oh, yeah, bullpen's been imploding. Let's bring up Homer Bailey.
Yeah,
we haven't had any offense. Let's bring up Homer Bailey. Except that's not true. We have had some offense. But.
Yeah, they had some offense in the the game they just lost. Ended up with what? 9 runs?
Yeah.
And that was without Dunn, and...
He
was sick. He was sick.
Oh, okay. So there was a good reason why Dunn wasn't playing. Now, was that the game where we tuned in to hear that Chad Moeller's catching?
Yep.
Why?
And Castro.
Why is Castro hitting?
That was the strange thing. I thought that Castro let off the 9th when they were down by a run. Like, of course, I don't know who had been used, but then later that inning, he puts in Naren puts in Dunn to pinch hit. It's like, wait a second. If you want a guy who's really good at not making it out, I would think, well, I don't know about really good, but
your best guy at not making it. I'm going to put Dunn over Castro in that case. He may at least draw a walk. He may hit a home run. You just never know. Especially if he's leading off the inning and they're down by more than one. Oh, yeah.
Naren strongly implied that Bailey would be starting this Saturday.
From what the C-Trent said, it sounded like he didn't just imply it. He said it. It's happening. And I don't care. Whatever.
I don't care either. What I think is strange, though, is that, like, Krisky didn't corroborate that at all.
That's awesome. Maybe Naren isn't in on Krivsky's plans anymore.
One can hope.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, you think, do you really want to be left with Krivsky? Yes. I mean, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
What I'm getting at is that, you know, the Reds are their record is what? 22-36? 22-36.
Like that,
The Central is just the worst freaking.
Wow.
They're doing just awful.
St. Louis is in second place.
I know. That's the point I just made in my last post.
When did that happen?
Well, they're sucking somewhat less than everyone else is sucking.
Oh, I see. They've played 500 ball recently over the last few games.
Exactly. Their record is 24-30. Look how far below 500 they are and in second place. And the Brewers at 32-25, you know, they have come back down to earth somewhat. But they're still freaking 6.5 games up because everyone else sucks so hard. I don't know what to think. I don't know how many more podcasts we can put up where we're just like, what the hell is this team doing? I can't understand any of the moves they're making. Why don't they address the actual problems? Maybe we should just record that and play it over and over again.
Oh, it'd save us some time.
Well, and we haven't had a whole lot of time for podcasts, as evidenced by the fact that we haven't put one up in 12 days or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
What else is on your list that I've really
just
got to?
Going around the Central? The Brewers are still in first.
I hate you, Frida. Brewers
somehow
are still
the
first,
Cardinals
yeah.
are in second.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know.
Interesting things going on in Chicago, though.
Yeah, did you see that thing with Zambrano kicking the ass of that catcher? What's his name?
Michael Barrett.
Barrett, yeah.
I'm sure AJ Pruszynski was cheering him on.
Those Chicago catchers have it coming.
What's great about that is, like, they caught the thing on the camera in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
You see Pinella and another coach jumping in to stop the fight. But there was another fight that went on inside the clubhouse where no cameras were. And, like, Barrett ended up getting, I think, a stitch and or a busted lip and went to the hospital for.
That team, Zambrano's their freaking ace. I mean, they can't have him melting down like that. That guy has got to get his act together. Or else they're not going to have any hope. On the other hand, they are in third place, so what the hell do I know? Maybe we'd be better off if Harang was kicking David Ross's ass.
Wow, that just wouldn't ever happen, would
no.
it?
No, that seems really unlikely.
However, it might be nice to have a manager who showed emotion, or you know, mm-hmm. as Pinella did the next game.
Yeah. Was that the one he got kicked out of?
Yeah, he
went off
mad
on...
at a call, and he was kicking the ground. Kicking dirt at
yeah,
the umpire.
Right. He was suspended or something.
Yeah, and the umpire alleges that Pinella's foot touched him.
Well,
Pinella says no, but Pinella is suspended.
Whatever. How about some intent there? You know, he was just kicking the dirt. He wasn't trying to kick the. He wasn't trying to kick the umpire, regardless of whether he accidentally touched him or not. I mean, you know, are you going to get arrested on charges of like molesting people every time you bump up against them on the street? You know. There's a matter of intent involved there.
Yeah, it's his suspension is 4 games. By the way, it's
so
not
they've decided
anymore.
What it is now. That's
yeah.
good. Well, just think that could have been ours. All that could have
yes.
been ours.
Yes.
If they just you know.
Well, you know, it would have at least been more added even more entertainment to the mix.
Well, maybe Naren will get out there and kick someone. He'll go off the fly off the handle sometimes.
Usually, it's like 2 games later. Too
yeah.
late. Like, oh, there was when you should have done that. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, kind of slow. That's all. I've got a hive from where the cat touched me. That's great. Another reason I love the cat. She gives me hives.
Pittsburgh, they're plugging away, chugging along in fourth place.
Dude, can you believe that? Pittsburgh in fourth?
Yeah.
How are they doing? I haven't heard anything about
them. They're just about the same as... They're a tiny bit better than the Reds right now.
Well, I guess at 24-33... Yeah. And they're 2.5 games up on the Reds.
And the Astros just lost a series. Following their loss of a series to the Reds, they lost a series to the Cardinals.
You know, the Astros were looking so good there for a while, man. They have been incredibly bad.
I know. Like, right now, they're playing worse ball than the Reds. I mean, they did lose 10 in a row.
Ouch. Ouch.
And they haven't done too much since then.
Now, okay, I almost hate to bring this up, but do you sort of wonder how much bringing Homer Bailey up would be a stunt to sell tickets? Because, man, attendance has to be down.
It would have to be down.
I've sort of had an unsettling feeling about the way that things have been run this year, where it seems like, yeah, there's a lot of emphasis on the team making money. And, you know, all along I've always said, obviously, that's a baseball team is a business, and that is their primary goal is to make money. But when, like, to see it in action, it's kind of, like, eerie and unsettling. We've seen a whole lot of, like, there's been improvements. They've got the new riverboat deck, and they've got new ticket packages, and they've got a lot of, like, nifty ways to make money. You know, the stadium is really nice and all that. That's a good experience, except for the fact that your team's always going to lose.
Yeah.
And I do sort of wonder, like, well, with this incredibly, incredibly bad team. Well, no. Good team. Bad performance.
Yeah. That's okay.
Because, I mean, lots of good players on this team.
I think part of the problem with the team is how they've kind of been put together. There's, like, I don't know how, like, what, three general managers involved in putting together the players who are on this team, all with different ideas of what made a baseball team. So, like, there's, like, weird pieces that don't fit together.
That's true.
Like, Kripke's all pitching and defense. Bowden was home runs.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what Dan O'Brien was. He was
status
pretty...
quo.
Well, that's what he was for the major leagues for the most part. But he was brought in with the express purpose of restocking the farm system.
Yeah, they should have kept him around to deal with the farm system, I think. So I don't know if there's any precedent for a thing like that, but
it's just this weird
Kripke doing anything for our farm system.
Just this weird mess.
Well, that has something to do with it, but there's also, it seems like there's just an utter lack of chemistry. Well, first of all, of course, there's the manager situation, and I think that you look at the mix of talent that's going into this team, and you're looking at, a whole lot of power there. You're looking at what used to have some spark with Friel's situation, and Hamilton was looking so good.
Hey, Norris Hopper's been providing some spark lately.
Hopper's been great, but it's just like, all of these pieces, you put them together, and somehow they're less. The sum is less than their parts.
Yep.
The total is less than the sum of their parts, and how can that be?
It's the opposite of synergy.
It is. It's the opposite of synergy, and what I see on this team is not good management, no charismatic leader, and no characters on the team.
Yeah.
There's a lack of characters. Everyone is very middle of the road, very bland, personality-wise. We don't have anyone coming out and talking smack to the press. We don't have any fights in the clubhouse. We don't have any. We got Farnie. Farnie is pretty much the only wacky thing.
No, it would be great though. Is with this team if they still played in Synergy Field.
Because then they would combine their lack of their anti-synergy would combine with the field to annihilate each other, and then there would be nothing.
Also, maybe then it's a good thing that
heat death.
That's all I got. So
I think
we've
that's
got
probably
the St. Louis Cardinals series to look forward to. They're just about...
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from Belly Scratcher, but I'm hoping that she's going to show up tomorrow to do a little bit of smack talking because, man, this is going to be sort of like the olden days of smack talking. You know, we went through that that first year where the Cardinals were just so awesome, and it was really amusing because I kind of rip on our players, and there wasn't a whole lot she could say back because, yeah, they were good. What are you going to do, make fun of the little guy? And but then last year, you know, they were much more even. And now this year, we're pretty much back to, yeah, the Reds being pretty freaking awful.
Yep.
Pretty much defining awful. Pretty much.
Somebody has to.
Which, speaking of defining awful, what's up with Milton? So you just...
I haven't heard anything from about him.
He was on the DL for a while there, right?
Isn't he still?
Dude, I tell you what, I'm so behind the times after this move.
I know.
We need to invest some time to get back up to speed with the team.
We need a time machine.
No, we don't. No. If there's anything that Harry Potter has taught you that... what are the shows? Back to the Future and...
Out of This World?
Out of This World, yeah. I was thinking there's another thing just recently reference. That I was... I was just thinking about recently that the Weird Al show.
Oh, right.
That primarily the lesson for kids.
Obscure.
Yeah. Primarily the lesson for kids. Time travel is dangerous. It can really screw things up.
Yeah, so
don't
do it, kids.
We don't want that, but let us sally forth bravely and...
Leave time traveling to the professionals.
Leave time traveling to the professionals. So, we start up with the Cardinals tomorrow. We'll look forward to that. And until then, hang in there. And go Reds!
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded weekly in front of a live studio audience. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.